Now, there's then and now, solids does not tack itself down to the present, you know. Then solids, you would interpret offhand as being the past, but they might as well be the future, and a person doesn't hold to just the past on this. He'll go up into the future and start doing this in the future. Lord knows what the mysterious consequences of it all are. Maybe if somebody went up into the future and made it all solid from all possible viewpoints, why, we would suddenly get to the edge of the ocean and fall off into the mouths of big fish the way Columbus said. I mean, almost anything could happen. Well, now, running the process then and now solids is a very interesting experience for both auditor and preclear. Where the person has experienced sudden and surprising shifts in space, he has facsimiles which will not compute. Individual went to sleep in Utah, woke up in Honduras. When he went to sleep in Utah, he had no intention of going to Honduras. When he wakes up the following morning, he's puzzled. A few years goes by, he meets a Scientologist. Scientologist starts running him. He's erased all this. It was just so incomprehensible to go to sleep in Utah and wake up in Honduras that he just wiped the whole thing out. He says, Dickens with that. He says, nobody can live with that kind of stuff. Scientologist is running him, and he's get a picture and make it a little more solid. Did you do that? Thank you. Look at that chair. Make it a little more solid. Thank you. Back and forth, and first thing you know, the fellow falls off into this sudden shift. He stops going back to Honduras, which is where you thought he came from, and all of a sudden starts landing in Utah. And Utah to Honduras to now. To Honduras to Utah. To Honduras to now. And all of a sudden he says, well, look, there was a change between these two places. He picks up these two viewpoints, and he understands that there was this sudden shift, and the moment he understands there was a sudden shift, just that, no more, he doesn't even have to understand why there was a shift, he'll get computational data. That is to say, he'll say, well, this is a very strange thing. But I've often wondered why high, dry places were upsetting to me, because I had never been in one. I had always been in wet, wet Honduras. But when I'd get in a place that was dry, why, like a room, you know, or something like that, that was awfully dry, I'd feel upset, and I never could understand that, and that's Utah. Well, now, let's see. I went from Utah to Honduras, and then he goes back on the track further than that and finds out that it was actually just before Utah. Why, it was North Alaska. Now he's going back through Honduras, through Utah, to North Alaska. Oh, well, he says, look, I'm the same fellow in North Alaska, Utah, Honduras, and now. Computes. And he'll tell you some sort of a computation off of this thing, and all of a sudden, with a whir clack, his time track straightens out. Instead of being sections of track, each section and only one, it is just one track. He's one person on one track. Now, individuals get these life computations, which is a fascinating subject. They get subject computations and life computations. They get person computations and so on. The life computation is the most fascinating one. A person's later life doesn't agree with his earlier life. That is in this lifetime. This fellow has been going around. He's owns a series of bars. And he goes around, he's rather unhappy in life, and he just doesn't feel right about it. He owns this series of bars, and he feels he's making money, but he just can't kind of reconcile this, and he just feels uncomfortable about the whole thing. You start running him on then and now solids, he falls through. He gets into a section of his life where, as a little boy, he signed the pledge. His mother was a member of the WCTU and so on. And this just doesn't add up with the fact that he is now an owner of bars. See, the two things will not compute. And in view of the fact that they won't compute, he abandons one or the other of them. Now, quite often, he'll abandon his modern activity because it won't compute with the earlier activity.